This is VOA News. I'm David Burr. Armed rebels attacked an Ebola treatment center Saturday near the Congolese city of Butembo, just hours after another attack at that same center killed a Cameroon epidemiologist. One militia member was killed in the attack at Katwa Hospital, where medical staffers are trying to contain an Ebola outbreak in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Four rebels were captured. The latest attack came after the World Health Organization reported Friday that epidemiologist Richard Muzoko was killed when several gunmen from a local militia stormed the hospital. Libya has closed Tripoli's only functioning airport after residents reported an airstrike on the capital. The airport's website said the Civilian Aviation Authority closed the airspace of the Mitiga Airport until further notice for the sake of air security. It added that the airport had not been hit. Egyptians began 3 days of voting Saturday on constitutional amendments that would allow Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi to stay in office until 2030. Edward Uranian reports.
A smiling President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi cast his ballot as polling began Saturday morning in a three-day referendum to make changes to Egypt's post-revolution constitution. Those changes will strengthen his hand over parts of the government and lengthen his term in office from 4 to 6 years. 62 million Egyptians are registered to vote of an estimated population of around 100 million. A large number of people could be seen at several polling stations in the center of Cairo, while others in outlying parts of the capital in Giza appeared to have a light turnout. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Yellow vest protesters set fires on a march through Paris Saturday as they sought to drive home their message to the Macron government that they believe is ignoring the poor. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
Tear gas hung in the air throughout the afternoon Saturday around the Place de la République in Paris. Radical protesters hurled paving stones and flares, attacked at least one boarded-up shop, and set fire to a few vehicles. Police repeatedly charged in an effort to contain the crowd. Associated Press reporters saw at least two journalists injured in the melee. Meanwhile, a separate, smaller crowd of yellow vests marched peacefully toward the cordoned-off neighborhood around Notre Dame. They're urging the French government not to forget the poor, even as it gathers millions to rebuild the fire-damaged cathedral. I'm Ben Thomas.
Police in Northern Ireland have arrested two teenagers in connection with the fatal shooting of a journalist during rioting in the city of Londonderry. We get more from AP's Zaria Shakili.
The men aged 18 and 19 were detained under anti-terrorism legislation and taken to Belfast for questioning, the police service of Northern Ireland said. The men haven't been identified or charged. Lyra McKee, 29 years old, a rising star of investigative journalism, was shot and killed, probably by a stray bullet aimed at police, during rioting Thursday night. Police said the new IRA descendant group was most likely responsible and called it a terrorist act. Zaria Shakli, London.
Mourners marked 20 years Saturday since the mass shooting at Columbine High School in Colorado. AP correspondent Mike Gracia recounts the events of that day.
It was a shocking event. The date was April 20th, 1999. Two disaffected young men, both teenagers and students at the school, opened fire at Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado. They killed 12 fellow students and a teacher and wounded two dozen others before taking their own lives. In the aftermath, there were questions of why and how could this happen. 1 month later, President Bill Clinton told Columbine students,
"What happened to you has pierced the soul of America."
I'm Mike Gracia.
A zookeeper in Topeka, Kansas, was mauled by a Sumatran tiger named Sanjeev at the zoo Saturday. Zoo officials say the unidentified worker was working in the tiger's enclosure when she was attacked. The zoo director says there are no repercussions planned for the animal. The woman was taken to a local hospital where she is in stable condition with wounds to her neck, back, and arms. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.